Chances with Wolves star Nathan Chasing Horse left victims across the U.S. The former Dances with Wolves star turned cult king, Chasing Horse, allegedly left a slew of mostly indigenous victims around the U.S., according to a new report. There could also be Canadian victims, authorities say. The 46-year-old former child star appeared in a Las Vegas courtroom last Thursday for allegedly assaulting indigenous women and girls. According to the New York Post, two women in Chasing Horse's alleged cult told cops he kept suicide pills on hand for the women in case he died or was arrested. February 6th was the Global Day of Solidarity with Leonard Peltier, a Native American activist who has been imprisoned for almost five decades. Erica Guevara Rosas, America's director at Amnesty International, said in a statement that people around the world are calling on President Biden to finally grant Leonard clemency. She said February 6th marks the beginning of Leonard's 48th year of incarceration. Peltier, who is 78, has been repeatedly denied parole. He was a leader in the American Indian Movement when he was arrested following a shootout on the Pine Ridge Reservation in 1975, in which two FBI agents were killed. There were several inconsistencies in his case, but he was found guilty and sentenced to two consecutive life sentences. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.